This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are coming to you live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, where undefeated heavyweights will battle on Saturday night, guys. Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber, squares off against Tyson Fury, the Gypsy King, Mike. It is Tyson or Wilder Fury 2. It's live on pay-per-view, guys. Check it out. You can get it on the Fox Sports app or ESPN Plus app if you want to see this fight, and I suggest you do because I think it's going to be a good one. With that said, we're talking about a lot of things that are going on in and around the world of sports. Brian Kinney joined us last hour, helped us kind of break down the MLB stuff. What'd you think about what he said with the steroid outrage now this outrage?
You remember you and I had this conversation. If you miss it, we got Dukes and Bell got real around 6:20 yesterday. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, the faith. And I wasn't trying to be corny, but I mean, like, when you're a fan, we follow all these sports because we do, in some part of our brain, believe that it is fair. And we thought it was fair, and it was not bad. I mean, it's not balanced because it's always the rich teams in some sports when you don't have a salary cap. But, you know, the NFL, you know, that's what makes it so frustrating with the referees when things don't go right. I mean, right. To the league, put the effort in to make sure that you're getting the best product. So in the case of baseball, though, it's got the history. It's got all the way. There's a history of cheating, as Brian, you know, Kenny talked about. So it has been tainted because the ownership and the commissioner let it get out of the tube, which steroids they want to bring fans back. So you've already gone down that road. But there's just something, as you said, the systemic way, the Astros, I mean, the way the technology was used, it just doesn't pass the eye test for the casual fan to the passionate old school fan.
No. And the steroids, that's my biggest problem.
I don't think, you know, because, again, we think this guy, we think Ken Griffey was clean. We think Chipper was clean. Some people think everybody's tainted in that era. But, you know, this thing is just so at another level that I think it just really freaked people out. I mean, how do you think people appreciate this one as opposed to the other one?
I see, this is where I disagree with Brian on this when he says, now, from a player, there's two angles. One is the player's reaction. As players, how can you be, and I know why, because I've had this conversation with players. Players weren't upset about the steroid era as much, Mike, because you know what? It extended guys' careers and allowed guys to make more money than they ever made. And as a player, we talk about Randy being the player advocate, and we joke around with that. But as a player, I'm never mad at you for getting more money in a game that doesn't last forever.
Right.
Okay? So some guys, even who didn't do it, weren't as upset with guys who did. People talk about the records and all that stuff, and we've had this conversation with Hall of Famer John Smoltz, to all these guys. You still had to hit. You still had to pitch. But this, to me, was at the top, everybody going, we're not doing that. We don't care. It's not important. From the general manager right. to the manager, and then everybody in that clubhouse. Imagine walking into a clubhouse, if you've never been in one, and seeing all these 30 guys, 25 guys, and every one of them having a nonchalant attitude about the idea that everybody knew they were doing something wrong and nobody gave a damn.
Right.
That's my issue.
Well,
that's
you said,
the problem.
I just think, you know, we've talked about, you know, the rat mentality and how nobody wants, you know, everyone just goes along because nobody wants to be the bad guy. So a guy like Brian McCann, who we always say is all about the old school unwritten rules of baseball, even he plays ball, which really, I got to be honest, you know, which I lose a little bit of respect for Brian, and I love BMAC, and I hate the fact that he's involved with this. But, I mean, the fact is he was involved. And by your silence, you're culpable in this,
man.
Everybody's a part of it.
Well, that's the other part, Mike. I love when people say, well, what did you want me to say? What should I have done? When you sit back and don't do anything,
right?
You condone that activity.
I mean, and the NFL, as we said, you know, the Patriots, is you don't do anything for Bill Belichick without a purpose. So whatever they were trying to do, whether you feel there was a competitive advantage gained or not, you know they're up to something. And they did it for years, as you said, and they still get kids still monkeying around with it. And the NFL, you know, like, we just don't even know what's going on with that investigation. But we love football so much.
That's true.
That we just kind of roll over and go, all right, well, yeah, I guess it is what it is.
Yeah.
If you're a Saints fan, we made fun of the Saints fans who wanted to take the thing to court. But you felt helpless as a fan. You watched your team get hosed on national television. You had no power over the situation. So if that continues, I think eventually it does erode the fans' interest. But we're not there yet. Right? I mean, does that make sense?
It does. I mean, and I don't think we are there. And, you know, I've said this all along, and this is the beauty about sports. This is the we're mad. People are going to be mad. People are going to hate the Astros. People are going to be upset at those players. But ultimately, it's about the game. And the game always trumps everything. And if you have interesting, fun games like the NFL every right. Sunday, you know, remember, you know, take a knee, national anthem, everybody's PO'd, and, oh, I can't believe this. Games trump everything.
You know, people ask
they
me
just do.
You know, all the time, guys, like, why do you love motorsports so much? Like, it's pretty simple at Formula One. Every year you start with a blank sheet of paper, you design your car, you spend as much money as you can, and you try to win races. You hire the best driver, and it's pretty simple, you know, and you just go to work, you know, and then and I know it's Mercedes right now. They are the Patriots of racing. And yes, you wish you had more competition, but you don't. There's no doubting who the kings are because they're doing it better. But it's pretty simple. Go build the car. Go build the fastest car. Go race it. I don't have to worry about steroids. I don't have to worry about stealing signs.
But even in racing, like, though, they try to they try to cheat.
Oh, yeah, and they believe me. But the FIA, I mean, these guys, it's like it's amazing the level that they go to make sure that doesn't happen. So, I don't know. Like, I like golf now more than I ever did because, you know, hey, guy hits the ball, it goes in the hole or it doesn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
ball
yeah.
and stick sports. I wonder at some point, when we'll still be talking about baseball the way we have been in 10 years or 15 years. That's why Manfred's monkeying around with all these things.
Yeah.
They're trying to change the game for this audience, which we don't know what this audience is going to be.
All right, guys, your thoughts, 404-741-0929. It's our Salomon Brothers Diamond text line. We are live in Las Vegas. We are always brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Jahi behind the glass today, our engineer, Bo Morgan, back at the studio, executive producing. A big shout-out to Sean Thompson, our assistant PD out here with us, hanging out in Las Vegas. Hey, Jahi, let's get to an NFL blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
You say you don't like it. You say you don't
right,
like it.
Baseball needs to expand the playoffs because when, you know, the teams are out of it, nobody's watching. Everybody's watching the NFL. Even in the crap cities, when your team is, like, you know, 3-13, you're still watching the end of the season. The ratings prove that point. I don't think you need to expand the playoff field. I don't like this. I want excellence rewarded, not mediocrity. Don't give me half the league going in like the NBA and NHL.
All right, if you've not heard, the NFL could extend the postseason teams and add a 17th game. The 17th game, we've been talking about that for 2, 3, 4 years.
Right.
Extending the postseason is something that we haven't necessarily talked about.
Right.
And under the collective bargaining agreement proposal, the NFL would add a playoff team to each conference beginning this season. All right? Adam Schefter's reporting this from ESPN, and this means only the teams with the best record in each conference would receive a bye.
Right.
So this year,
1 and 2 don't get a bye. Just one team,
just
the number one.
One
gets
so
a bye.
So it would have been San Francisco, right? In the NFC would have gotten the bye, and that would have been it. Here's the thing. I don't have as much of a problem as Mike does, and I hear Mike's point, and it's valid. Because wild card weekend to me is one of the most exciting weekends, and if you're telling me you're going to add just one more game wild card weekend, so on that Saturday we get an additional game, and on that Sunday we get an additional game, and we keep the playoffs moving, I'm fine with that. You know what we saw this year? And this is the thing that bugs everybody. We saw the Tennessee Titans get hot, and they made a run.
Right.
They weren't necessarily the best team during the regular season, and we saw this. Marcus Mariota gets benched. They came in and beat the snot out of us, but you saw this team get hot at the right moment. Mike, isn't there intrigue to having an additional team in the playoffs and that right. team getting hot and making a run?
Here's my problem with it. The NFC East was garbage this year, okay? You had an Eagles team that was crap, and they had a quarterback that went down. That game was horrible. You had a Buffalo game. Let's be honest. It was mismanaged by both coaches. Buffalo and the Texans was a horrible game because those teams did not look like playoff contenders. So, I don't know, man. I've seen a 7-9 Seattle team go. I saw an 8-8 Jets team. I think it was Bruce Coslett years ago. So, I mean, I don't like that. You got enough mediocrity with the teams that are winning the divisions without expanding it. So, I know some fans feel, well, hey, you could be 11-5 and not get in the playoffs, and that's not right either. To me, brother, I don't like to mess with what they've got. They've got a good thing going. They've got the viewership. This isn't a league which is searching for, oh, no, how do I keep that fan generation YZ or whatever the hell they're looking for to keep watching the sport. Everybody watches football. You don't need to do this gimmick. Now, the players are going to sign off on it. What about the extra game? A lot of people that we polled were 50-50 remember the last time we asked the question about another week of football. What do you think?
Okay.
I don't mind another week of football. I could give me 6, 8, 10 months of football. I'll take it.
All right. So here's the kick with this. And the owners, this is the brilliance, or at least their attorneys, of how do we get another game out of these guys potentially. If you change this in the CBA, the players have to sign off on it. And if they sign off on it, a new deal means that players go from 47% share. It's not a 50-50 share, okay? We're talking about all earnings NFL, marketing, TV, everything, all right? 47% share currently. That is what they're doing. If you go to a 17th game, that goes up to 48.5. You're going, okay, so 1.5%, what's the deal? That's an additional $5 billion of revenue to the player's side. So the owners are saying, we're not only going to add a game, we're going to add another playoff, two playoff teams to give us more playoff money and add value to our TV deal.
Right.
And guess what you guys get? You'll get an additional $5 billion in revenue on your side to be split. That's hard to turn down.
No, and this is a good deal. And a lot of people were saying, how is it not 50-50? Only the NBA is closest to 50-50 with the split. I think it's for 49 and change. But anyway, this is a perfect deal. So I'm not a fan of expanding the playoffs, but it makes sure that we're not going to have labor issues. And let's be honest, this is about the first time in a long time that they've actually been ahead of this by a year.
Yeah.
We're usually going in. Like,
I think they were scared.
Right.
Though, Mike.
Well, remember 2011, we're literally in the 11th hour where they're meeting at the airport and camp was not going to start on time because of it. So this is great. At least for once, these guys they're dialoguing. I don't like the end result, but we're not going to have any labor issues, doesn't sound like.
It's interesting, guys.
But are they going to expand the rosters, though? Are you going to give me a 60-man roster? Because that's what the players are going to say you need to do.
Well, that's the other part of it. Because, again, we talk about this. How many guys are banged up through a 16-week season? Now you're adding one more week. I do think you have to expand the rosters, and that's beyond the practice squad team, by the way. We're talking about actual bodies and guys that you can use. But this is where we're at. Here's the thing. Reports are this could be done by next week. If that's the case, we're talking about no labor strife, no issues, and we keep moving, and the NFL continues to be king. And, Mike, when that new TV deal comes up, and I've said this for years now.
And that's why they want to get this deal done.
Absolutely. I've said this for years now. This is moving in a different direction. Fox and CBS and ABC and ESPN, they're always going to be in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
But with streaming, it opens up a whole new can of worms. And if somebody like Netflix, don't laugh, or Google,
right,
or Apple comes in and says, hey, we're willing to give you $20 billion over the next 10 years. That could change the whole scope of how we view these games and where we're watching.
Well,
because streaming is where it's going, Mike. And I'm telling you, that to me could be the game changer. And the NFL setting themselves up for a huge payday.
I hate that idea, though, that the average Joe. I mean, if you got rabbit ears on the top of your house to watch an NFL game, you're out in the country, but I don't like the idea that you're limiting the access. Or you're putting a premium on stuff I'm used to getting for free. And I know that's, you said it, that's going to be the wave of the future. You're going to be paying a premium for some of this, and some of these fans are going to get alienated by it.
They are. And I don't like it either.
I just don't like it's like the personal seat license, where you screw the average fan out of the experience. And that's what you do if you start to put a premium on the viewing aspect of it. So I hope it doesn't go down that road too far. Like when Braves fans go, oh, crap, I got to get on YouTube to find a baseball game.
Right.
That's, people don't like that.
Yeah, you know, afternoon games.
Younger generation, yes, but there's still enough people that want to see this stuff the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, there's something to be said about it. We'll see where this goes. These are the initial reports. More on this over the next few days, and certainly next week at the Combine. I'm guaranteeing more information will be coming out because you've got most of the NFL folks going to Indianapolis for the Combine. It's our NFL Blitz segment brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. You and I had a conversation about Eric Bieniemy. You're Eric Bieniemy. You've been in the Chiefs organization. You've been the OC. You've helped develop Pat Mahomes. You've now helped him win an MVP. You've now won a world championship with the Super Bowl. Why'd you go to Colorado if you're Eric Bieniemy? Because he says...
Step backwards.
He says he loves Colorado and obviously his time there. But, Mike, he wants to be a head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, at his age, he doesn't go to college to get to the NFL. He just continues, you know, producing big-time offensive numbers for Kansas City, and he gets that job. I still think – I don't know what the Giants did and how they went about that decision. I mean, again, unless Eric was in the interview with his fly open, man, he wasn't making sense. Remember, he was talking, oh, it's a bad interview. You're like, Jim Mora dazzled everybody with, like, a, you know, all sorts of, like, PowerPoint presentations.
Did you hear Eric Bieniemy after the Super Bowl?
Yes.
He sounded very competent to me.
He's talking about pulling tape from the 1948 Rose Bowl. I mean, what more do you need to know? And the Giants go with a guy who's got the personality of a cigar store Indian and is hiring bums as assistants.
Bums.
So, bum. I don't get it, but I would definitely not go to Colorado. I think Eric Bieniemy. Matter of fact, if Dan Quinn craps the bed this year, I'd like Eric Bieniemy here in Atlanta.
Well, listen, let's hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, there are going to be a lot of things and people that are going to be interested.
And by the way, Dan did go on a podcast. We'll have some audio coming up for you on the Falcon Report, where Dan is all about positivity for 2020.
Let's hope so. He remains, Eric Bieniemy, that is, remains a candidate, a strong candidate is how they use the phrase, for the job in Colorado. It's a nice thing. And by the way, you're going, Eric Bieniemy, if you're not of a certain age, he is the Colorado all-time leading rusher.
Right.
So well, he's got a lot of clout.
He crossed over with Cordell, right?
He did.
With Cordell, and he was on some of the
squads. Rashawn Salaam, who's no longer with us, all those guys were with Cordell Stewart in those early Colorado years. And again, you know, they split a national championship back then, too.
Hey, man, we're out here in Las Vegas for Wilder Fury 2. We were talking to I was talking to a couple guys going, by the way, have you had the coffee yet? Coffee's fantastic.
No, where's this coffee?
They got 211.
I paid $25 for a coffee.
Two beautiful women serving free coffee over there. But I was talking to one of the
guys. You got a free coffee?
It's free. The latte is free, man.
This is jacked up.
Look, get on it. But I was talking to Rick, who works for one of the TV stations in L.A., and he was saying he thinks the Chargers are going to go hard and heavy for Brady. He says it's Raiders. Everyone in California says Raiders, Chargers for Tom Brady. Now, whether that's wishful thinking, that's what they're believing.
Well, Mike, again, I mean, you know, you're selling, and I say this all the time, guys who make that kind of money, they live where they want to live, they've got houses all over the place, but when you sell your place and you clear out your locker and your wife clears out her suite in the stadium, you got to think there's something to that.
I mean, Tom grew up in the Bay Area loving Joe Montana. I don't know. I mean, it is, LA, the idea of just Brady and Giselle in LA just makes sense on so many levels, and watch, he'll be stuck with the Patriots for another 2 years.
Hey, guys. V103 Live is back on Saturday, March 28th at State Farm Arena. Featuring a huge night of hip-hop stars, Lil Baby, Da Baby, Wale, and more. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. For more information, go to the events page at 929thegame.com. We are live in Las Vegas, getting you ready for Wilder Fury 2, Saturday, February 22nd. Order on pay-per-view. We're coming back. Max Fried, is he the best starting pitcher on this staff? It's next. We are live in Las Vegas, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and getting you ready for Wilder Fury 2. More coverage of the fight coming up as we'll be out here over the next couple of days. Guy hit us up. His name's Chris. He saw our little promo before the show, Mike, where we were talking about make sure you're there at 2 o'clock, and we're just having some fun. We love to have fun. And Chris goes, looks like you guys have the best job on the planet. Well, Chris, we do.
I got to be honest with you. You know, there's a lot of guys in radio walking around like a bunch of mopes, you know, like they got a cloud over their head. We got the best job in the world. You know, and if you don't like where you're at, put a tape in the mail. You know what I mean? We have a great job. It's fun.
That sounded personal.
I'm just saying. I want positive energy, like a little cough drop. You know who's restored my faith in the hiring process at
who's
Intercom
that?
Radio?
Who's
is our little TV guy, Cough Drop.
Oh,
he's doing
great.
All the video.
We're not on
TV today, obviously, at 92.9 or watch 92.9thegame.com.
Yeah, he is billing us, though, by the
way. Kid comes in with a smile on his face. I'm like, what's going on, Cough Drop? You want some Chick-fil-A? He's like, yeah, if you're going, okay, Cough Drop. And you do a great job posting those videos. He's just a little go-getter. I predict big things for him in the organization. That's what this business is supposed to be about.
All right.
Not moping around. Oh.
Speaking about.
Where's the free food? Oh, shut up. You're doing radio.
The business. Where is the free food? Speaking of the business, D. Orlando Ledbetter, friend of the show. He does a great job. And I was talking about D. put out this post earlier today where he was saying Jalen Hurts plans to work out as a quarterback only at the NFL Combine. And my response was, is this even a conversation? Because we've been here and done that. D. hits me back on Twitter, Mike. There was some talk of teams wanting him to work out at other positions. Read the story. D, I know you're doing your job, but I just hit you back with that Beyonce eye roll. So take that gift, will
you? Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, meanwhile, we didn't have this in the NFL Blitz. I just read it at Pro Football Talk. Sean Payton says the Taysom Hill contract is more work than the Drew Brees deal was.
What?
So get rid of him. You know what I mean? So guess what?
How?
You're just a gadget player. I mean, you guys think this guy's going to be a starter in the NFL? Get out of here.
How is that even possible? Seriously.
Because this guy apparently says believe a couple of articles written about him. The guy's just believing his own hype. You know, you're a 30-year-old gadget player who hasn't thrown a touchdown in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to be a hard contract? That makes no sense.
It doesn't. I mean, I think there's a going rate for Taysom. Now, given the Brees contract, because of his veteran status and what he's accomplished, I get it. They're going to have to finagle the money like we did with Julio, right? I mean, they're going to have to find a way, most of it up front and all that stuff. But I don't get that with Taysom Hill. Hey, man, let's talk some baseball. We got Guy Talk on the way, by the way, coming up here. And interesting story about a local media personality that a lot of people are talking about, Mike, and we'll get to that coming up. But I want to talk about Max Fried and what you think Max Fried is ultimately going to be when we talk about this upcoming season. And is he the best starting pitcher on this staff? Now, obviously, Mike Soroka showed you a lot last year, and he was amazing. But you said this all throughout the playoffs, even leading up to it,
right,
that you wanted to see more of Max Fried.
Look, I know he had a little hiccup over the course of the season, but again, all these young guys, as Smoltz says, they're learning on the job. And unfortunately, Snicker pulls them so quick, they don't get to learn how to pitch out of some jams occasionally. But I thought Fried should have had a start against the Cardinals. I think Fried and Soroka are even, but I think Fried can be the best guy on this team. I really do. You know, I think we do have, like, you know, kind of that the Glavin-Smoltz dynamic, if you will. But I really do think that Fried is a guy, gets more experience. Again, last year they had to worry a little bit about that stupid phrase, load management, because the arms and young guys pitching X amount of innings, and all of a sudden their arm falls off, everybody freaks out, you're Steven Strasburg. Either way, I like Fried, and I hope that we're going to see this guy win 20 games this year.
So he was 23 in 2017. We first got a little bit of a taste of what, you know, we were going to see. And then 2018, obviously, 24. And then now, Mike, we like to say at 25 in the major leagues, you've got some experience under your belt. You're coming into your own, right? You're coming into your prime. This staff is going to be built around. Why am I banging on the table? This staff is going to be built around.
Easy, Khrushchev, easy. Take your shoe off, start banging the table.
Soroka and Fried.
Right.
Everybody else, to me, are intermixable, interchangeable pieces, right?
Right.
And that's even with Folti. I would love to see Folti get back to his all-star status.
Right.
You trust him?
He's a flake, but I'm used to it now. You know what I mean? He's what he is. He's a flake. You know, he should be a left-hander, but he's just a flaky guy. You know, he's a goofball. You know, but he's got great stuff, and hopefully now he's found some rhythm. I'm not sure, you know, what that inning was against the Cardinals, and hopefully, as I said, a lot of Braves fans do hit us up on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. They go, you know, you think Folti's going to be, like, you know, traumatized? What, he's going to have post-traumatic? That would be a long acronym. PTSDANLDS. You know, I don't know. I think he's such a goofball. You just let it flow off the, like, water off his back, right?
I think so. I'm hoping that's the case. And again, I'm not mad at him for the start. Crazy stuff in baseball happens. That was unusual. I don't know if we'll ever see that again, to be honest with you. But
right.
I need to be able to trust him.
No, my only beef for getting back to Fried was, I just, you know, the pitch count would get up, and okay, you know, next thing it's 83 pitches through six. Oh, he's out. If don't believe me and Carl, believe a guy like John Smoltz, who comes on our show and says, oh my God, yeah, 90 pitches, and prove that he can get out of this, or he can go to that next inning. And I don't think we get that all the time with Snicker, with these young guys.
Fried, the reason why I brought up the age in 2017 is because, guys, he only started four games. 2018, he only started five. He had 30 starts last year.
17-6, and he very easily could have had 20 wins.
So,
and there were some blown saves in there, thanks to, you know, Schnuck.
That's true. That's true. You're talking about Luke Jackson?
Yeah.
But that's why I say, all of a sudden now, he's got this confidence, and he's been worked into the rotation. Where here's a guy I'm counting on. I'm not going to say he's going to win 20 games, but I need 30-plus starts. And, Mike, I need close to 200 innings from Fried and Soroka. Let them pitch.
Let them pitch.
Let them pitch.
Right. And let's hope that Newcomb gets his head on straight, and hope that Kyle Wright is now ready to elevate his game. Maybe Ian Anderson will be another guy but I know it's Kyle Wright's turn. And he'll be in the same boat as those guys were. So if he does come up, he'll be on that inning count, all that crap. But let's hope that he makes that progression this season.
Let's hear from Max Fried down there at spring training, guys. We're keeping you updated each and every day as they get ready to start actual spring training games. And then, you know, we'll be hearing who's hot, who's not. But Josh Donaldson said it best last year, and even though he's not with the team, these numbers are not on the back of these guys' baseball cards. So don't get overly excited. Uh-huh. You know, if guys come out and they're pitching well, that's good for pitchers because they got to work through, you know, getting their arm strength up. If guys are hot with the stick, Mike, I don't want to hear about Austin Riley hitting 800 at spring training. You know, and then starting the season, and all of a sudden, you know, that's not the case. I just want guys to get into a rhythm.
Throw them the curveball. You know,
that's all I care about.
We could really call Austin Riley trouble with the curve and high pitches and the entire strike zone. He strikes out too much. That's the thing that hope that he can do the work. The minor league hitting instructor, and I butcher his name, so I won't even try, but the guy that worked with Dunn last year.
His name's hitting instructor.
But he did a nice job getting that guy's head straight and bouncing back, and I hope that he's going to be in some way involved, you know, with getting Riley. You agree, though, with what who did we have on the other day that was saying that he believes that Riley should start the season in AAA at Gwinnett?
Oh.
It was Nick
Green.
Nick Green came on from Fox Sports to talk about it.
Yeah, thank you, Bo. Nick Green. And that interview was up, by the way. All right, here's Max Fried talking about improving his changeup, okay, and keeping hitters off balance with a four-pitch mix: fastball, curve, changeup, slider. Fried.
It was obviously a pitch that I threw less of with, you know, the slider coming into play last year. I just want to be able to keep having that, you know, that fourth pitch or that, you know, something else to keep hitters off balance. So coming into the offseason, it was something I want to improve on.
Now, his curve is nasty, right?
Right.
So if he can master a changeup, forget about it. Because now you are keeping guys off balance. I hit you with a fastball, Mike, boom, 90-plus. I come back off speed, and now this changeup just whoop, drops out. And, guys, it looks just like a fastball. That's what's crazy. And all of a sudden, you got hitters going, I don't know where this guy's going. That is the progression of a guy that's now 26 years old. The reason why we're talking about it is I don't know who's going to be the ace of this staff, but it's time to start talking about that. For 3 years now, we've been going, these guys are going to be the ace of the staff. It's time now.
I want opening day, I want Soroka. I don't want Fulton.
Okay.
And I want Soroka.
Okay.
Because how many years we had Julio Teheran? I mean, you know, Julio, great. When he was good, he was good. When he was great, it was never that great. But, I mean, you know, he had some good. What do you have, like four or five good starts in the middle of this year and then, you know, just kind of, you know, we always joke around. Sometime when the ball does not move, it lands on the other side of the fence, which is not good.
Yes.
And he's gone. He's gone now. Now.
Angels.
Now we got to see if King Felix has got anything left in the tank. That'll be interesting to see. We're going to find out pretty soon.
Okay.
You know, they lighten him up like a pinball machine in spring training. He'll just, he's gone.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the spring training can be deceiving like that because he could look really good and then the season starts and he doesn't give us anything. Or he can look really good and give us some really quality innings. That's what I'm hoping from him.
Right.
I don't expect him to be a 20-game winner anymore. I just want him to eat some innings and be a guy that you can throw in there and get you five and a third, six, maybe. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live in Las Vegas, 404-741-0929. Your thoughts on the Braves are welcome on our Salomon Brothers Diamond text line. Coming up, Mike and I were talking about this yesterday. We never rush to judgment on this show. We always take things for what they are and then try to find out more information. I don't necessarily know if we have more information, but it's worthy of talking about, Mike, coming up in Guy Talk, because a lot of people were trying to find out what the reasoning was. Don't know. But she was very well liked.
Yeah, a broadcaster's not going to be a part of a broadcast. We'll explain. We'll try to figure out what's going on. Nobody really has the answer just yet. We'll get to that. And, you know, nowadays, Carl, people are sort of redefining beauty. But do you really want to see a supermodel with a unibrow?
No.
It's all coming up in Guy Talk next, live from Las Vegas.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
And there's no better place for shenanigans than Sin City, baby. It always just sounds fun to kind of go Joe Testator on it, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Dukes and Bill from the MGM Grand. Show the luxurious MGM Grand.
Joe was walking around here earlier, and you know, here's the deal. We get this all the time, too. When people meet us, like I've been in the supermarket before, and somebody will recognize my voice, and then they'll be like, I really didn't think you sounded like that. No, this is a put-on. They're like this. There's
right.
some voice analyzer
right,
or
right.
analyzer that changes my voice. So when you meet guys, you know, for the first or second time or whatever, Joe Testator is literally walking around talking like he does on Monday Night Football.
Being Joe Testator. And for guys who don't get why we're always bagging on him, I know we've known this guy. I've heard him speak like a normal human being. So I hate
no, you
I,
haven't.
Yes, nothing I hate worse than affectation with the way people speak. For instance, when you and I were doing music radio, I literally sound like the biggest jackass on two wheels. Hey, everybody.
You want to know why? Because program directors told us we had to sound like that.
Yeah, here,
that's why.
Power 96, everybody. Hey, coming up, we'll be rocking the beaches. You know, that kind of crap.
I put out a tweet.
Hey, you know, you'll come home and go, hi, honey, I'm home. How about some bacon and eggs
that's true.
For breakfast?
I put out a tweet a couple of weeks ago, and I was making fun. And I love all my FM dudes, all my guys who are in the club, but they all sound the same.
WNBC.
They all sound the same, you
right.
know? Big shout out to Lil Baby. We're going down. And it's like, why are you doing all of that?
Right.
Anyways, where are we at, man?
I'm just saying, it's kind of funny because Joe Testator. If we get him on, I'm going to ask him. I said, like, he might get mad. He'll put the headphones down, so be it. I want to know why he thought that'd be a good idea to sound like Pukey Pukerson. Hey, man. And by the way, while we're talking about how guys sound on radio, every time we come out to Vegas, I don't speak a lick of Spanish. I know, like, three words. Like, donde esta casa de pipi. I could listen to the Mexican station from L.A. all day. I have no idea what these guys are talking about. They're screaming. They're running around. They're going bananas. It's pure entertainment.
And
they're talking a mile. I mean, we think we talk fast.
Oh, yeah. You know what it is, Mike? I mean, here's the deal. They epitomize fun. That's the thing.
Right.
If you have no idea what they're saying, you think they're having fun by the way that they're doing their show. And that's the thing about it, man. But, yeah. They are.
All I understood on that last conversation, they was like, "De cerveza, de Budweiser."
All I heard was, "Muy bien." And I was like, wow, okay.
Hey, speaking of broadcasters, minor controversy involving the Braves play-by-play TV broadcast. Braves telecast, as you guys know, have featured over the years Kelsey Wingert. Now, I don't know Kelsey personally. She seems like a great person. Everybody likes the work she's done. For whatever reason, she is not apparently going to be part of this next season of Braves baseball on Fox. And a lot of people are saying, what's up? And there's even a petition now that some Braves fans have started online to get Kelsey back on the broadcast.
I'll say this. Don't know what happened. Really none of my business. But the outpour of support from Braves country and Braves fans,
right,
saying they enjoyed her work speaks volumes about Kelsey. I'm always a guy that wants to see more diversity in our sports world.
Right, right.
And I love the fact that she was able to do what she did in the clubhouse and bring you the report she brought. The few meetings she's been on our show, Mike, early on, like when she first started, she's always been great with me, and I hope her and wish her the best. But this speaks more to me than anything about the connection she made with Braves fans. And you know, I don't know if that's going to help or get her job back or whatever.
Right.
But ultimately, I think that's what you want. If something happens to your favorite show,
us,
we would hope that you'd go to the people and say, hey, we want these guys back, or what the hell happened? And that's
right,
what we're seeing.
So again, guys, the way it works, the Braves declined to comment on the change. Usually the baseball team has the final say in what your broadcast team's about. And that's why in years past, in other markets, has nothing to do with the Braves, if an announcer was, let's say, hypercritical of a team, well, that next time's contract's up, they don't renew it. So that's happened before. But again, Kelsey has gone kind of radio silent on her Twitter page.
And I know that, by the way, it's smart.
Yeah, Dave O'Brien.
Smart.
Yeah, I mean, Dave, don't burn the bridges. Dave O'Brien was talking about it on his Twitter page as well. But generally, it is the team assigns or decides, has the final word, I should say, decides on who's going to be on the broadcast. Don't know, but Braves fans, they, as you said, made a connection with Kelsey. So see where that goes. I mean, unrelated, a couple of years ago, and I still don't understand, Brittany Arnold did a fantastic job for Fox. We're friends with Brittany. She speaks fluent Spanish. She's from South Florida. She can immediately communicate and get the translation on TV. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know what they're doing on the Fox broadcast for soccer, because Brittany did a fantastic job.
It's a great point. You know, and there are things that go on.
There's always things behind the scenes.
Right. There are things that happen that we're not privy to. But at the end of the day, I'd love to see these women, and I'd love to see more women.
Hey, look at you.
And I'll be honest with you, women of color getting an
right
opportunity to have these opportunities in the world of sports. That's me. But Brittany and Kelsey, congratulations on the work you're doing. I think Brittany's doing some other stuff in MLS. But
right,
yeah, you're right, man.
All right, Carl. You know, as we said earlier in the show, when it comes to the what's perceived as, you know, beauty has changed. You know, the Victoria's Secret cattle, you can't have that anymore because people get offended, their body shamed by the beautiful models. So we've seen different looks. We've seen models with shaved heads. We've
do
seen
they
models.
Still do the Victoria's Secret?
No, not anymore. It's not even a TV thing anymore.
Okay.
You got models with ink. You see, you know, we got girls with tats all over that, and that's their thing. But take a look at this, and I'll tweet this out so you can take a look.
Oh, hell no.
Unibrowed model Sophia Hadjipantelli taking London Fashion Week by storm. Now, immediately, she's got an amazing body. She's got a full-figured gal. You guys like little curves. You got that. And I'm not trying to objectify, but it's just a story now because you got a woman with a unibrow becoming a model.
Yeah.
You know what it looks like when I first saw that?
Anthony Davis?
No. The girl that was a dodgeball player in the movie Dodgeball. The Russian. The Russian dodgeballer for the for Globo Gym. You know? That's what she looks like.
Here's the deal. It's not my style, Mike.
Remember the lady in red? Remember in Dodgeball? That's what she looks like.
I mean, when you see this picture, you're going to think this is Photoshopped. Like, you're
right,
not going to believe that this is real. It's real.
She's a knockout. I mean, the body's amazing. She's got beautiful lips, cheekbones, and she's got a giant caterpillar over her eyes.
Yeah. That's a little bit too much for me. Ladies, trim that.
I mean, it's just,
I'm just,
you know,
saying.
Long
eyebrows.
Eyelashes,
eyebrows.
Long eyebrows. Well, you know what? While we're on the subject, that's a trend we don't need returning.
Eyebrows.
That's a spell. You know what? You touched on it. That's a touchstone for me. That's a grooming trend we don't need to go back to. For men of a certain age who went from that to where we are now, we don't need to go back
here. We're talking about eyebrows.
You know what? It's all
eyebrows.
Body hair.
All right.
Hey, man, we're in Las Vegas, and in addition to Wilder Fury 2, which has got people from all over the world here, we've also got NASCAR in town, the second race of the NASCAR. Doesn't have a presenting sponsor. Just now it's called the NASCAR series.
There's no sponsor on
this? No, Monster got out. Nobody else wants to fork it over.
That's a lot of money, bro.
This sport is dying.
Yeah, man.
But you got the fans out here. I've been to this Vegas race, and until they bank the tracks a little bit more, it's been a real. I've had some stinkers out here. I've been out for like three races here, and the traffic. Meanwhile, you've also got the Democratic primary in Nevada, and everywhere you go, you can't. We actually had a candidate, Becky and I, were out here last weekend. Was it Globuchar? The woman from Wisconsin.
Globuchar.
She was on the plane train with us, and it was like an episode of Veep. She had all her minions and stuff. It was funny. Didn't have any Secret Service because nobody's got the juice yet. But it's kind of funny. It's everywhere. So, there's people everywhere you go. There's signs for this and that, and everybody's doing their thing. It's a crazy weekend here in Vegas.
Yeah, it is. And that's unusual. Obviously, in an election year, you normally wouldn't have that during a fight weekend.
Right.
The NASCAR race has overlapped with some big fight weekends in years past. But, yeah, man, to Mike's point, you've got a variety of folks out here for various reasons.
Hey, man, real quick, I know you're a big fan of Westworld. That returns on March 15th. Promos have already dropped, which have got two of the protagonists in a fight scene between Dolores and Maeve, two of the most beautiful women in the world, speaking of which. But I love that show. That's coming back. And we talked about it earlier in the week. The Stranger Things promo has shown up with Hopper, the sheriff, alive and in Russia. So apparently he got transported over there.
It was, when I saw that promo last week and I just retweeted it, but it was like when he pulls his hoodie off and you're like, yeah. Stranger Things, one of the best shows. Again, if you've not gotten into it, I know a lot of the kids got into it. My daughter was a tween at the point when it came out, but it's a great show.
Anyway, we got plenty more coming up in the next edition of Guy Talk, some more celebrity stuff. Also, got some funny new products that are hitting the market for guys. I think you get a kick out of them.
Nothing about grooming, though, right?
Again, let's not go back to the Stone Age.
All right. Hey, we got the dog
report. Spick and span, Carl. Spick and span.
We got the dog report on the way. Ant-Man leads UGA past Auburn. It was a shocker. More on that. Georgia Tech's big win and more live from Las Vegas as we get you ready for Wilder Fury 2 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, Andy Bunker here from the Midday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.